Good evening, First Baptist family and friends. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight. And our Wednesday night prayer service is now in session. I want to remind all participants for this evening to leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Orpheus Tucker.
Pray with me. Dear God, thank you for your amazing power and working our lives. Thank you for your goodness and for your blessings over us. Thank you that you are able to bring hope through even through the toughest of times, strengthening us for your purposes. Thank you for your great love and care. Thank you for your mercy and grace. Thank you that you are always with us and will never leave us. Thank you for your incredible sacrifice so that we may have freedom and life. Forgive us when we don't thank you enough for who you are, for all you do for us, for all that you have given us. Help us to set our eyes on our hearts afresh. Renew our spirits. Fill us with your peace and joy. We love you and we need you. This day and every day, we have your praise and thanks. For you alone are worthy. Amen.
We will now have a scripture reading by Deaconess Jean Tolliver.
Good evening, everyone. Today's scripture will be coming from Psalms 1, verses 1 through 6, and also Psalms 100, 1 through 5. Our reading from the King James Version. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. God bless the hearers of the word, and God's word is blessed. Thank you.
We will now have a prayer by Deacon Cecil Dryden.
Let us all look to the hill where help comes from. You know, it cometh from the Lord. And Father, this is your humble servant. Come to you one more time. First, say thank you. Thank you for this day. And I want to also thank you so much for the church family, members and friends, officers, And first and foremost, I always have to say for our pastor and his family, Father, I just love you. I come before you because I know for a fact you're the answer to everything. Can't do without you. Don't want to do without you. With you, we do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Without you, we're nothing. But I come, Lord Jesus, want a humble heart and love to filter our bodies and filter our minds and soul, because this world needs you so bad. Father, these killings and the school stuff, the schools and people just angry for nothing. I come before you, Father, just to say, please help. Help them, Lord. Help them realize, Lord, we need each other, but first and foremost, we need you. Without you, we're nothing. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And I'm asking you to come strengthen us, Lord Jesus. Strengthen our mind, body, and soul. Because we need you, Lord. This is getting out of hand. You can't even walk down the street. Kids can't go to school. I mean, what's going on with this world, Lord? Only you can fix it. Fix it, Lord, if it's thy will. Give us and show us the way. Let us know that there is love. There is a place where people can love each other without getting angry and mean and nasty. This is a loving and caring world. People love each other. They love helping each other. But it needs to be shown so we know. I mean, every day I'm hearing something about a killing, a shooting, something happened in school. Father, only you can handle it. I also ask you, Father, can have us touch the hem of your garment, Lord Jesus, because there are a lot of sick people, people who need your help, need healing, need you, Lord Jesus, because it's getting rougher every day because people are being sick and people are being down and depressed because this pandemic is getting out of hand. You don't know what to do. They say don't wear masks, wear masks. People are confused, Father. Bring it all together for us so we'll know what actually you want us to do. Father, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your grace, your mercy, your love, your understanding, and continue, Father, on the path to let us be better people, better Christians, better love people who love people, people who have a spirit in their heart, people who know for a fact that all this will come to an end very soon. We just got to keep on praying, keep giving it to you. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ, I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
This is now your opportunity to take it to the Lord in prayer. We will have a closed mic prayer for approximately 2 minutes. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Parrish Rembert.
Breads of heaven, breads of heaven, feed us till we want no more. Father God, as in the name of Jesus, we come tonight thanking you for your many blessings. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us right now, Lord. Thank you for what you have done and what you are going to do. And we lift you up tonight. When you give you all praises, because truly you are worthy of all of our praises. We ask that you bless us all and keep us in a mighty way. Lord, we thank you for keeping us through dangers and unseen dangers. Knowing, Lord God, that if something could happen to us at any time. But Father God, you watch over and you protect us. And Lord, and we ask that you continue to be with us all. We thank you, Father God, for the life that you have let us live, the people that you have put into our lives. And Lord God, and I thank you for being surrounded with First Baptist Church family. We thank you, Father God, for all that you have done for us. And we thank you for what you're going to do. We lift up our pastor tonight, asking you, Father God, to be with him. Lead, guide, and direct him. Strengthen him where he's weak, Lord, Father God, and prop him up on every leaning side. And Father God, I pray your blessing upon each and every person that's on the line tonight. Asking you, Father God, to bless us all and keep us in a mighty way. We lift up the sick tonight, Father God, to asking you to heal only as you can. Whoever and wherever they are, Lord, we ask you to heal them because we know that you are able. Then, Lord, we lift up the bereaved family, asking you, Father God, to comfort them in their hours of need, letting them know or have no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And, Father God, we ask that you will bless all who is in need tonight. Someone, Lord God, need the rent paid. Some need the mortgage. Some, Lord, need the money to pay for a prescription. Some need food on the table. Lord, Lord, we ask that you be a provider for all us all, Lord God, in these terrible times. Lord, then we pray for our speaker tonight, Sister Almond, asking you, Father God, to bless her in a mighty way tonight. Give her a word, Lord, that will set our souls on how you fire. Lord, Lord, just speak through her tonight. Use her in a mighty way. And, Father God, we pray for everyone who is connected with making this possible that we will be able to come together tonight. We ask that you bless us all and keep us in a mighty way. Then, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that we are weak, but you are strong. So we ask that we are dependent on you to see us through. Bless us all and keep us. This is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Sister Sandra Ulmer, who is a member of the Sunday School Adult Class Number 2.
Nothing to lose, oh Lord, I'm going to wait. Amen. I have nobody and no one else. So I'm going to wait on you.
I know you'll come through.
Good evening. One Saturday afternoon a few months ago, Deaconess Rembert called and asked me if I would be willing to do words of inspiration at a Wednesday prayer service. I hesitated. I told her I'm not saying no, but let me think about it. I prayed that night and asked God what I could speak about. The very next morning, the opening hymn at Sunday service was Blessed and Highly Favored. I knew that was it. God has blessed me in so, so many ways. The closing prayer in our September 26th Sunday school lesson was, Dear Lord, help us to become bolder in our open display of our love for you. I prayed and asked God to help me not to be afraid to tell how he has blessed me. In that same lesson, we read that Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit to help and guide us through any situation. In our October 3rd lesson, we were told that God is listening to hear our personal praise for what he has done for us. So, here I am. I was reminded of Luke 19:40. If I kept silent, the rocks would shout out. Do we really want the rocks to shout out for us? I recently read about Congressman Clyburn of South Carolina. He told of the advice his father gave him about making speeches. He said, keep it short, keep it simple, and get to the point. Although this is not a speech, it's my testimony, and I will take that advice to heart and keep it short, keep it simple, and get to the point. My point is, I'm blessed and highly favored. Not only am I blessed, but if God woke you up this morning, you're blessed and highly favored. If you were able to get dressed without any help, or whether you had someone to help you get dressed, you are blessed and highly favored. If you had food to eat, you are blessed and highly favored. If you are on this line tonight to worship our God, you are blessed and highly favored. As I reflect over my life, I have so many blessings I could tell you about, but I will tell you about one. My father died when I was 15. My mother worked hard to provide for my younger brother and me. We were blessed that we never did without. When I got to high school, my friends were signing up for college prep courses. I just wanted to get a job to help my mother. So I signed up for business courses. I learned how to type in 10th grade. In the 11th grade, I wanted to take stenotype, you know, like court reporters. My homeroom teacher, Mrs. McNamara, taught shorthand, and she encouraged me to take shorthand instead of stenotype. She told me, if you take stenotype, Sandra, you will have to buy your own machine, but if you learn shorthand, all you will need is a pad and a pencil. Stenotype and shorthand were two-year courses. I thank God I listened to Mrs. McIntyre because the stenotype teacher quit after 1 year and she was not replaced. God blessed me by putting Mrs. McIntyre in my life. Upon completion of high school, God continued to bless me, and I got a job at the State Department. I started as a GS-3 clerk stenographer. He kept on blessing me throughout my 37-year career. Nothing but the grace of God allowed me to get promotion after promotion, culminating to become a special assistant to a Secretary of State, an officer-level job. I had the opportunity to travel all over the world. This is my testimony, short, simple, and to the point. In closing, Deacon Rembert sings, God can take a little and do a lot. I am a witness to that. I was blessed and still am blessed and highly favored. Amen.
Amen. The lines will now be unmuted for approximately 20 seconds so that you can show your appreciation for tonight's speaker. We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Tucker.
Oh, what a blessing. What a wonderful expression. A wonderful testimony. And surely it's in tune with so many of us that we are blessed and highly favored. Thank you so much, Sister Alma. And we want to thank all of those persons who have participated in the prayer meeting tonight. God is really good, and we are grateful to him for all the members of our family, our church family, who participate in this prayer experience and a time when we've come together to exalt the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We certainly are grateful for how God is continually blessing all of us during this difficult time in the history of our nation, in the history of our community. We certainly are grateful for God's sustaining blessings upon us. We're grateful for how he is blessing First Baptist in spite of us, in spite of the conditions. We had a great experience this past weekend when we were able to share in worship in a hybrid way, both virtually and in person. And we thank God for our homecoming experience, and we can exalt the name of God for what he continually does for us. Let me encourage you now to join us and be present at our quarterly church meeting that will be held on Saturday at 9:30 a.m. It will be held at the church in Ottoclock Hall, and we encourage those that will and can to come and be a part of that church experience. We're going to make sure that we are safe as we can be for those persons who decide that they're going to come. If you have not been vaccinated, we're encouraging you not to come. To come to the experience, we would expect you to have been vaccinated. You'd wear a mask, and you come prepared to register as for contact tracer purposes, and you would come prepared to have social distances. We will do all that we can to make sure that the surroundings and the situation for there at the church would be as clean and protected as it possibly can. If you are uncertain, uncomfortable, we encourage you not to come. We do want people to be safe and to feel safe. We thank God for how he has blessed us. We've had some challenges in our church, but God has been good to First Baptist in spite of all that is taking place. We also want to encourage you to join us on Sunday at our Sunday services with the youth, where we emphasize the youth. That service will be virtual, and we encourage you to take advantage of the provisions that's made through our virtual ministry. We certainly are grateful to all of those persons who work hard to make that virtual ministry a success and helpful to our congregation. The preacher on Sunday will be the Reverend Peggy Miller, and we urge you to come and be a part of that experience. Can we now suggest you also keep our sick and shut-in members and friends in prayer? Keep them on your prayer list. Will you please, if you don't have them already, please make sure that you put Brother Carl Williams Sr. On your prayer list. He had bypass surgery, and he's healing well, and we thank God for your prayers, and we thank God for delivering and keeping him and sustaining him. So keep him in your prayers. Shall we now have open up the lines for prayer requests? We'll do 20 seconds. Give you 20 seconds to lift up the names of persons who you know you would want to have a special blessing through prayer.
Bless the Pete family, the Gibson family, bless the
God, our Father, we come before you just now, realizing that we can do naught without you, and we need you in every way. We ask, O God, that you would hear the cries of your people, the individual names and persons who have called on you and is especially asking you a blessing for family and friends and neighbors. God, hear their cries and bless as only you can do. Tend to their needs and deliver. Bless the desires of the hearts and minds of all those who are on this line, O God. Grant unto them what you see they stand in need of. Grant us peace and joy in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for what you have done for First Baptist. We thank you for holding us together. We thank you for blessing us and sustaining us along the way. We thank you, O God, for how you have kept us. We thank you, O God, for the homecoming experience. And we thank you, O God, for the joy that abound in our spirits as we fellowship together. We thank you even now, O God, for the word that we've heard, the inspiration that has been ours this day. And, O God, we thank you for every heart who's been touched, inspired, and made glad because we are here together. Now, God, we come asking special blessings upon First Baptist Church and all of its auxiliaries. We ask, O God, that you would bless each member one by one. Tend to their needs, O God. Touch the hearts and lives of the members of their families, O God, and be with them as only you can do. We pray special blessings for the Diggins ministry, O God. Touch their hearts. We thank you for their willingness to pray and to serve and to help, to guide and to lead, O God. We thank you, O God, for our trustees. We pray, O God, that thou would empower them and give them the strength, insight, and inspiration that they need, that they too may be able to serve and be the care keepers of our facilities and the care keepers of all that we are about. Bless them, O God, that they may be able to be strengthened day by day and provide what services they need. We pray, O God, for our deaconess. O God, strengthen them and provide comfort in their lives. And, O God, help them to be the ministers that they need to be in helping one another and praying for the church and tending to the needs of the... We pray, O God, for our missionaries, O God. May they be able to fulfill their responsibilities and their duties, O God. We pray for our ushers, O God. Fortify them and keep them attuned together, O God, that they may be able to do what you desire them to do. Bless our circle leaders, Father. Bless, O God, the circle members one by one. And, O God, keep them and may they be able to do your bidding as only you desire them to. Bless the youth, O God. Surround them with mentors, O God, and grant unto them, O God, what they need, that they might be able to grow and to be the people that you want them to be. Bless our families, O God. Draw them together. Break down the barriers and those things that hinder them along the way, O God. Bless and strengthen them, O God, that they may be strong, educated people, people who are able to be supportive of one another. Keep them, O God. We thank you for our music ministry, O God, for the inspiration that comes forth, for the efforts that they give and the encouragement that they provide in their expressions of their talents and their gifts. Be with them, O God, as only you can do. Bless the clubs and organizations in our church. Keep them, O God, as only you can do. And then, God, we ask your blessings upon our teaching ministry, O God. We pray for the teachers one by one. O God, give them what they need. Give them the insight and the ability to open up your word and bless the students, O God, that they may be able to receive the lessons. Bless our outreach ministry, O God. Provide, O God, the strength, the resources that is needed, that we might be able to carry your word, that we might be able to serve your people day by day, O God. We thank you, Master. You are a good God. You have kept us and sustained us. And, O God, we ask your keeping power. Thank you, God, for all that you have done, are doing, and shall do. In the blessed name of Jesus the Christ, we do pray, and we come now asking your blessings upon us as we go forth in the future. Provide, O God, what you see we need, the vision, a sense of hope, sense of peace, and a sense of joy. These and other needful blessings we ask in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And now, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his holy peace. Amen, amen, and amen.
Never let a day go by and not realize. I just want you to think about it for a moment. It could have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood, it could have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood, it could have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me. If it wasn't for the blood, it should have been me. It should have been me. It would have been me.
Falling apart. We as a nation have totally forsaken you.